Nearly 50,000 workers in Newfoundland and Labrador now make less than $15 an hour. A recent province-wide poll shows there's a great deal of public support for raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour. Mark Nichols, community organizer and 15 and Fairness, he's with this group, $15 and Fairness for NL. He joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Nichols.
Good morning.
So what did your poll find when it comes to supporting $15 per hour minimum wage here?
Well, it found overwhelming support for a $15 minimum wage amongst people in the province, which is not surprising because, excuse me, back in 2018, another poll had shown 87% support for a $15 minimum wage, and that was pre-COVID, I think, during since COVID has hit us, and especially during the lockdown, people, that work on the front lines, like in grocery stores and things like that, became much more prominent in people's minds. And so I'm not surprised by the increase in support.
What are some other types of workers that are making less than $15 an hour?
Well, minimum wage jobs would be in the wholesale and retail sectors and food service and accommodation. We always talk about minimum wage workers and low wage workers. Low wage workers are defined by the province as anyone making $15 an hour or less. But when it comes in particular to the minimum wage workers, those are the sectors that the overwhelming majority of minimum wage workers are in.
And so in what way would this be an economic boost for the province, do you think?
First of all, when you look at the number of low-wage and minimum-wage workers in the province, we're talking 23% of the workforce, 48,900 workers. So you would be putting more money, tens of millions of dollars is our estimate, in the hands of the lowest-income earners in the province, who would then be spending that money predominantly in the local economy. So that would be a boost to the local economy at a time when I think we can all agree our economy could use a boost. But also, it would help a lot of people just to be able to afford the basic necessities of life, take some of the strain off of our social programs and things like that.
And so employees, you know, always would be in favor of making more money. But what about business owners of small businesses who have, you know, a small group of employees and they're really fighting to survive right now? What about those people who maybe wouldn't like the idea of raising their employee wages?
I think in a general sense, the business community never applauds anything that will increase their expenses. And I understand that. I don't think all small business owners are opposed to an increase in the minimum wage. I have talked to some who don't pay minimum wage, who choose to pay above that. So I really think it depends on the business model which they set up their business, because we know of people who chose not to set up their business in a way that depended on paying somebody, you know, as little as humanly possible or little as legally possible. So I guess it just depends on the business. I think there are a lot of small businesses that don't oppose a $15 minimum wage so much, but they need everybody to have to do it. They couldn't do it on their own, right, and lose their competitive edge against the businesses in the same sector.
And Mr. Nichols, in your position as a community organizer for 15 and Fairness here, I'd love you to just take an opportunity to justify, you know, doing this increase of the minimum wage, given the fact that, you know, our financial state in the province is not great.
Well, this has been done in a number of other jurisdictions, and there hasn't been a job apocalypse, and there hasn't been a mass bankruptcy of small businesses, right? New York City's done this, Seattle's done this, Alberta's done this, and Ontario and BC are very close to this. Matter of fact, BC will pass $15 an hour in 2021. I guess my fundamental moral premise here is nobody should work full-time hours to be trapped in poverty. I mean, if you work full-time hours, you should at least be able to afford the basic necessities of life. So I don't think our starting point should be what's good for business. I think our starting point should be what's good for the people, right? I mean, that should be what we're about. And businesses will always adapt to changing circumstances. They always have, and they always will.
All right, give us the goods now. Any indication from the provincial government that they're going to consider raising minimum wage?
No, we're still fighting on that front. But I am so thrilled to hear so many people talking about it, both in the political realm and outside of that in the social justice community. And I'm happy to see so much support amongst the populace for this. So really, it's something the government should move forward with sooner rather than later, especially when we look at what's happening with the Dominion workers and everything like that. No, I haven't heard anything from government that they're ready to move on this. Not as of yet.
Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe if you were holding out on us there, Mark Nichols.
No, I wish.
Thank you so much for bringing us
the good fight.
Thank you for bringing us the good fight here on VOCM.
All right. Thank you very much.